This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In the U.S. city of Philadelphia, the district attorney charged a former police officer with murder on Friday for fatally shooting a man as he sat in his car in August after being pursued by the officer and another police officer for alleged erratic driving. Graphic body camera footage aired at a press conference on Friday showed the officer and his partner driving slowly through a neighborhood before pulling over. Less than 10 seconds after he exits the car, the video shows him shooting the man several times as he sits in his car with the doors and windows closed. Dial turned himself in on Friday morning, the police officer, to face the charges. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner said at a press conference he would use that body cam video in court. North Korea staged a paramilitary parade in Pyongyang on Saturday to mark the 75th anniversary of its founding day. The event began at midnight following a pre-parade ceremony on Friday night, the info coming from a news source in South Korea. A magnitude 7 earthquake has hit Morocco. The quake was at a depth of 10 kilometers. Few accounts on the social media platform X showed tremors being felt. It also shows videos posted on the platform showing people running out into the streets and building shaking. We don't have any reports of damage or injuries at this time. This is VOA News. The death toll from severe flooding in central Greece has increased to 10 people, while another 4 remain missing. Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister says rescue crews in helicopters and boats are ferrying hundreds of people from the inundated villages to safety. Flooding triggered by rainstorms that began Tuesday also hit neighboring Bulgaria and Turkey, killing a total of 22 people in all three countries. New York City is facing a level of homelessness not seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll says that's according to the nonprofit, the Coalition for the Homeless.
As of mid-August, there were more than 110,000 people sleeping in the city's shelter system each night. And that number doesn't include the thousands of unsheltered people who sleep on the streets. Compounding the chronic problem is an influx of asylum seekers, who now make up more than half the sheltered population. New York State has been bound by a decades-old consent decree from a class-action lawsuit to provide shelter to people without homes. That mandate has become a point of contention between the city and the state. Mayor Eric Adams says the city is running out of money, space, and personnel to care for asylum seekers.
That is, once again, Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. There's a new United Nations report that casts a bleak forecast on achieving global gender equality anytime soon. Here's the Associated Press reporter, Lisa Dwyer, with more.
The UN goal of achieving gender equality by 2030 is impossible to attain because of deeply rooted biases against women around the world in health, education, employment, and the halls of power. The Gender Snapshot 2023 report by the United Nations says that the world is failing women and girls. Active resistance to gender equality and chronic underinvestment are key factors in slow progress, and in some cases, such as Afghanistan, there have been reversals of gains already made. 1 in every 10 women today live in extreme poverty. Currently, up to 129 million girls and young women may be out of school globally, and globally, women still earn far less than men. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Los Angeles City Council voted Friday to launch a process to designate actress Marilyn Monroe's former home, where she died of a drug overdose in 1962, a historic and cultural landmark, blocking plans to demolish the property. She bought the single-story 270-meter house in the 60s for $75,000, sold for $8 million earlier this year. Scott Walterman, VOA News.